Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, we preached a sermon, Failure is Not an Option. That was part one. This is part two. Now, let me tell you something. There are lots of options you could take in life. Isn't that the truth? A lot of roads. Failure should not be one of them. That's not for you. You don't belong there. You belong in the success category. So let's go to part two of Failure is Not an Option. Take them notes and write them down, buddy. Read them. You'll be blessed. Watch.
Write this down. Trust will always give rise to words and action. Trust will always give rise to words and action. You see, when I tell Kathy to go and do something, I trust her. She does. Now, in the midst of all that trust, she may come up with something she wants to do herself. She told me the other day, she says, I'm going to Costco's. I don't even know where Costco's is. What is Costco's? I thought it was a grocery store, but it's not. At least it could be. I don't even know what it is. Now, watch that. So she went to Costco's, and she came back with new nails. Do they sell nails? I looked at her hands. I said, did you buy those at Costco's? No, something happened to her. In Costco, she got a revelation, I guess. She went and get her nails done. So she's getting her nails done. So Jody walks in and gets her nails done. Guess who pays for her nails and Jody's nails? Me. Well, actually, Kathy. And in my mind, I thought, Costco's must do nails. Because I don't go to grocery stores. Why? It's a waste of energy. She doesn't cook. We have two refrigerators. What for? We have most phenomenal kitchen you ever lay your eyes on. What for? We have a freezer to put Schlesinger soup in. Which is okay. You know what my grocery store is? Cheesecake Factory. P.F. Chang's. Restaurante Filippo. Mr. B's. Rotolo's. Seafood pot. They know me so well, they call me Uncle Jesse. They know what I want. Why? Because I order the same thing. Why? Because I like it. Why don't you change? That's why you get bad food, Kathy, and I don't. I don't make a fit. I don't use failure as an option. I don't know what they're going to do back then. Trust will always give rise to words and action. If you don't think Kathy knows me, I invited the worship team. You know, they do such a good job. No, I said, well, they might want some pizza or something like that. So instead of bringing some pizza to, to practice or whatever, I said, y'all like Rotolo's up here at the front of the street? Yeah. I said, why don't y'all, I'll buy y'all all the pizza you want to eat, do whatever you want. You know, they got all kind of other stuff. I said, and like me, I try to be as kind of, and you know, if you have a wife, bring a wife or something like that. 40 people showed up. I thought, Lord Jesus, 40 people at Rotolo's. These are high school girls. They went, oh God, you think they want separate checks? No, we just want some food. It took a while. It really, I got my food first, me and Kathy. Why? Because I was paying for everything. They weren't going to let me wait. Finally, man, they got into it. And I thought, well, these girls are working hard. I'm going to bless them. So there's three of them. So I gave them each $100 a piece, plus 20% on the bill. And as I'm walking, Kathy says, the kitchen, the cooks. How did she know they were cooks? She doesn't cook. Oh, I'm in the zone this morning, son. I'm in the zone. I went to the cook, and there's five cooks. Between the tip and $100 for all the cooks and $100, I gave $1,000 tip. Yeah. I thought to myself, when I go in there, my God, they ought to just kiss my feet. But they, no, I don't want that. And they would, one girl went, oh, I'm going to pass out. I said, girl, I'm the one who should be passing out, not you. But it was a blessing. Here comes Renee. You know, boss, you gave my salad away three times. Because I went in the kitchen and got the stuff. They couldn't handle it. I walked in, I said, give me some plates. All right, we're walking. Who ordered the Greek salad with the chicken? Am I telling the truth? I'm trying to help people. Nobody tipped me. And there's Renee and Betty arguing. I'll give you some. Well, I want it all. I ain't giving it to you all. I'll give you a quarter of it. I said, y'all can have what you want. No, no. I guess they want to lose weight. They worry about that. So they figure if they get one big plate and share it, it cuts the calories in half. But what they fail to tell you, they take all the scraps home that people leave. I'll tell you what, man. They don't have doggy bags. They got garbage cans, man. I mean, they carry some food home. You will never impoverish God. Quit believing that man to get by stuff. Always aim for more than enough. See, the world needs people who believe. Write that down. Faith is not an option. The world needs people who believe. You must aim to be what God has made you, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You must aim to be what God has made you. See, the problem is most people don't know what God has made them. The head and not the tail, above and not beneath. See, if you're criticizing prosperity, you're the tail. You're the butt. You want me to use the word that the Bible uses? Oh, y'all got the revelation right there, did you? Oh, y'all got the revelation right now. Yeah, yeah. I can tell some of y'all read the Bible. You the head. And I ain't going to say it. Look at them going, he got to say it. No. I'm just going to repeat what Jesus said. The head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. See, the world needs people who believe. You must aim to be what God has made you. The head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. That's what he's telling this woman. Come on, girl. Borrowing out a few. Get as many as you get your hands on. Aim for more than enough. Not just barely get by. It's like one man told me one time, man, I'm believing God to be debt free. I said, the homeless is debt free. But they're under a bridge. How about this? Let me give you something you can believe for this year and receive. Not only be debt free, but when you leave, go count all the money you owe. And that amount of money, have it in liquid finance in some financial bank somewhere. Debt-free plus the amount that you was in debt. Include your house, car, whatever you got. Come on, you're believing. You're walking by faith. Come on. See, when you understand that faith is not an option, you've got to do something. You've got to say something you know you can't do because you know God can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. See, a mindset stuck on lack can't produce an abundance of anything but lack. See, I don't think about lack. My mind is not stuck there. When I built this building, you know how many people told me I couldn't do this? More preachers than, I think of all the preachers, I must have talked to 300 of them. I would say out the 300, maybe two, and I was one of them. But all I needed was one to believe with me. He became a two. See, I know what I can't do, so I don't use me. But I know what he can do, and I use him. You see what I'm saying? I know my limitations, but he doesn't have any. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see, a mind set stuck on lack can't produce an abundance of anything. Now, I want to get to the point of how never to ever put failure as an option. He asked that woman, what do you have? What was he looking for? He was looking for a seed. Not his seed, her seed. Seed power. What is an oak tree but an acorn that held its ground? Squirrel tried to eat it. Get out of here. If you let me grow, you can build a nest in my tree. Seed power. That's why I give so much. Seed power. Listen to it. A blessing always rests upon the seed of the righteous. That's Philippians 4:17. You can go read that. A blessing always rests upon the seed of the righteous. What is seed? Seed is the starting point for a miracle and a cancellation of failure. Let me say it again. Blessing always rests upon the seed of the righteous. You wrote that down? Got that? Then seed is the starting point for a miracle and a cancellation of failure. Why? Because seed has power. See, Kathy knew when we were young, the only way to get Jody was for me to plant a seed. Pregnancy don't come unless that happens. A person that plants a seed and a person that receives a seed gets a miracle. That's seed power. You follow what I'm saying? That's why. Yeah, but I don't have much. It don't take much. There's some people say, but just all I got is $5. Oh, but times 1,000? How about 100-fold? You know what 100-fold is? It's not 100 times. We use the 100 times to try to help your brain. Watch it. This is a towel. Okay. See, 100 times would be 100 towels, right? So you get about that stack. But watch it. One towel. Folds. 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 Folds, 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 folds. It will blow your socks off. It's beyond human comprehension. That's what God told us to believe. Unbelievable, impossible, but doable. Just start folding. Do you see that? It's more than 100 times. We use the 100 times so your brain can connect to it. But the folds are way beyond times. So seed is the starting point for a miracle and a cancellation of failure. Why? Because seed has power. What does seed do? Seed jump starts our mind and creates ripples or tsunamis in the spiritual realm. Seed jump starts our mind and creates ripples, tsunamis, in the spiritual realm. In other words, when you sow seed, it makes noise. Noise gets attention. It shakes the ocean. It moves something. It starts a ripple. And you can't stop it. You can't stop a tsunami. It's coming, man. It will overflow you. That's why they say water is the most powerful thing on the earth. You move an ocean, you can't stop it. You may dam a river, but you can't dam an ocean. You can't dam a sea. And an ocean is much bigger than a sea. You hear what I'm saying? It jumpstarts something. People say, why do you give so much, Brother Jesse? I'm jumpstarting. So it just flows to me. And when I see it coming, oh my God, Lord Jesus. Hey, and instead of drowning me, it picks me up and I ride up on the high places. And everybody's screaming at me. They're going to get knocked down. I said, get out of the way. See, it causes ripples in the spiritual world. God says he's sowing. He understands sowing and reaping. He does it. Jesus, the same way. Jesus got a two-piece fish dinner. Oh, God, he's sowing. Thousands of people are fed by two-piece fish dinner and 5 loaves of bread. See, it's always more than enough. I'm telling you, to borrow not a few, always aim for more than enough. And what do you have? What do you have? I know you got seed. Seed is a tangible marker that helps release strong faith. Should I say that, Lord? Yes, I'm going to say it. Let me show you something about seed. I bless some people. I bless people all the time. Lynn, I bless people constantly. I mean, it's constant. Now, I don't let people take advantage of me. Because sometimes they say he's a giver, you know, try to get him here. You know, if you get him to a meeting, he can raise money. That anointing increase on that boy. Remember I preached a sermon, increase is not an accident. It's an association. It's on me, baby. Whoo, Lord, is it on me. But I'm superior to that power instead of driven by it. Anyway, I had a couple called and said, could we eat lunch with you at Cheesecake Factory? This was not this Friday last. So it's a little more than a week. Me and Kathy said, sure. What time you on? Be there, 11:15. So we got there. We were 1 minute before them. Now watch this. Just going to see, to enjoy fellowship. But I had given some seed. I gave away my motorcycle. I felt led of the Lord to do it. I love that motorcycle. Screaming Eagle Fat Boy. Harley Davidson. Oh, Jesus. Good God Almighty. Whoo, Lord. Make me look like that man right there. Stand up, son. That's how I want to look when I ride my motorcycle. That's how I want to look when I ride. Come on, baby. Come on. Hallelujah. Won't look like it when I ride my motorcycle. Look bad. Born to be wild, you know. I see him come in the restaurant. She's carrying a shopping bag. We sit down. She says, Sister Kathy, this is for you. Kathy goes, oh, no, you don't need to give us nothing. We just want to. No, we want to be a blessing to you. Kathy opens it up. It's a beautiful purse. I don't know what kind of purse. But Kathy goes, oh, thank you, but you don't need to do anything. You know, Christmas over and all that kind of stuff, you know. I said, yeah. He said, Brother Jesse, I want to give you something. And he hands me a money clip with five $100 bills in it. That's a nice money clip. I had a hard time looking at the clip. I was looking at the money. Now, this just happened. Watch this. Seed power creating ripples. Tsunamis. All right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, sir. But you don't need, I know that. I know how to receive, but my Lord, man, we just want to have fellowship. What about halfway through the meal? Marty, listen to this. The lady reaches into her purse and pulls out a red envelope. You ever seen a red envelope? Kind of a burgundy reddish. I hadn't seen many of those. Most of them are white. When she pulls it out like this, her husband puts his hand on the envelope and says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, this is for you personally. We went, no, you just gave us. My God, I got $500. Kathy got a beautiful purse. Probably cost at least that. Purses are expensive. Make a long story short, I didn't know what to do. Please, this is for you personally to enjoy. I still ain't got it. So I opened it up, and there was a check folded inside of it. So I didn't know what the check was. So I like to read the cards. I keep the cards, you know. So I read the card. Beautiful words, they said. We said, we can't thank you. And they just going, I could tell he was excited. They said, look at the check. This is for you and Sister Kathy personally. I'm thinking, I got $500 in a money clip and Kathy got a purse. We doing good. But the tsunami hadn't hit yet. But the water rising fast. I open up the check. Now this is for me and Kathy personally. Are you ready? Grab your seat. It was a check for $100,000. $100,000. That's why I don't care if it's depressions or recessions. I don't care if I'm going to be a blessing. If I go in a restaurant, I think about the tip more than I think about the food. I want to be a blessing. I don't let people abuse me or use me. Don't misunderstand me. But God is so good and gracious. You see, that's harvest time. Amen. Write this down. Don't waste spiritual energy. Put that down as a heading and listen to this point. First, you don't waste spiritual energy. He told her to shut the door. Harvest is too important to allow doubts of others to affect you. Harvest is too important to allow doubts of others to affect you. Those who object and create difficulties are generally those who do the least and give the least. Never mind them.
Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, your harvest is too important to allow someone else's doubt to affect you. Look, it's important that you always separate yourself from the opinions of the crowd. That ain't got nothing to do with you. It's what you say and what God hears that counts. And that's how you focus. You focus on that priority, you eliminate all your confusion. You have to aim for more than just enough. Well, how do I do that? Trust. Say it. Trust. Trust always gives rise to words and action. You want a scripture for it? Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. I like that. Carol, a girl, sent me a question I want to answer today. She says, I have 21-year-old twins that I've raised on my own in the Christian faith. One is going in the right direction, but the other has started to fall away. How do I help him get back on track at his age? I don't know what went wrong. You don't need to worry about it. You know why? You got the promise of your family down to his to 1,000 generations. It's just that boy's tough luck. He was born to you. He's going to get back, come back to the Lord, whether he likes it or not. God knows how to change somebody's mind. I'm telling you, be not concerned. Don't deny what you see. Just deny its right to exist because your faith is stronger than anything that boy can do. Am I preaching to you, girl? Let me tell you, that's how my mama got me saved. Because everybody said, that Jesse the Plans is a heathen from hell. They said that when I was a child, and I was. But you know what? Mama had the promise. And the promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. Write that down. Promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. You understand what I'm saying? Look at that promise and watch it come to pass. Ooh, I'm starting to preach here. I can't help myself. Kathy's coming right now with glorious moment. You know, this is a segment that I totally enjoy because you make that segment. You send in things and we get to, Kathy gets to read them. It is such a blessing. So many people love them. So Kathy, take it away. Bless God, bless the people, bless me right now.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. We're so blessed when we hear how God is moving in the lives of people everywhere. And it's an honor to share the goodness of God through the testimonies you send in. I believe the glorious moments that you're about to hear will lift you up and strengthen your hope and expectation in the Lord. Let's start here. It says, last year at Opening the Heavens meeting, Jesse had a word that 7 women in the audience were pregnant. Well, I got home from the trip and found out we were expecting. After 2 miscarriages, one of them twin girls, and several years of trying, I'm happy to say we now have a baby girl. Just sharing our testimony with you. Blessings to Jesse and the team. I love that. And this one says, I was having a really bad day and I was searching faith-building messages on YouTube and found one. It was last year's Glorious Living Father's Day with Jesse, Kathy, and Jody. Wow, the joy of the Lord hit me, and I've had the laughs ever since. What a joy-filled talk. Thank you for the 3 of you. What a blessing it was. I'm not moved by what I see, but I walk in faith and keep on and keeping on. Love that. And then one more, it reads, I want to give God the glory and praise and honor. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I want to thank the JDM team for standing with me in agreement for complete healing in my left shoulder and arm. I am pain-free. I kept taking communion and standing on the Word of God. I received an email from Jesse and Kathy standing in agreement with me to be pain-free, and less than 24 hours later, I was completely pain-free. I am a living testimony to that. To God be all the glory. I love that. You know, I hope that you've been blessed by today's broadcast. Jesse and I love you, and we're praying for you every single day. I hope that today will be your best day ever. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you would discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that He has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, He will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. You know, our October product offer is our newest book entitled, Give God a Job. Let me ask you, have you been limiting God's work in your life? It's time for a spiritual wake-up call. This book right here, look at it, is going to help you stretch your view of what God can do for you. I'm telling you, it will work. I got people calling me all the time about this book. They say, my God, man, how do you write stuff like that? I don't. I just do what God tells me to do. I write what he tells me. You know, he's the author, and my name may be on it, but he's the one that authored it, and it's just such a blessing. To get your copy, go to jdm.org. For all the ordering information, you will get it. You'll be blessed. Partners, I love you. I appreciate all that you do for us in this ministry. This ministry has been so gracious. And so you've been so gracious and kind to the ministry. I just can't help it. I wish I could say it better to you, to say thank you. I believe I can do it in tongues, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost. What you give is so financially powerful. Because you know why? We ask the Lord, you've heard me say it thousands of times, for every dollar, every euro, every pound, this thing goes all over the world. Give us a soul into the kingdom. The reason why I've been preaching 48 years and I don't plan on retiring right now is because of you. And I have an energy level and I am interested in getting the world saved. Like God said, go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So what you send is great. Nothing too small, nothing too big. 100% of it goes in the world evangelism. Me and Kathy have been debt-free and this ministry. My God, well, us since 1982. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Hallelujah. 100% goes into world evangelism. Now, don't miss next week. My God, we're going to do a wonderful boardroom chat, me and Kathy, on civil disobedience. Ooh, you're going to enjoy it. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye. We have a classic message for our October partner offer. It's entitled, Water Walking Disciples. You were created to do the impossible, to attempt the impossible task that will bring impossible results. Your destination isn't to ride out the storm. Learn how to develop the water walking faith that God gives you. You can step out the boat and walk toward Jesus. Get your copy today at jdm.org now.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Every believer is called to be a responsible citizen by obeying the government's laws unless those laws violate God's laws. And that's what those women did, those midwives. They were not going to kill or destroy babies.
Right.
So they said, well, the women of Israel are hardy and they you know, they don't need us. And,
I mean, they can have a baby like that.
But even Moses' parents, they obeyed God.